This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is here, and the shopping list is long. Time to make a Lowe's run. Buy three bags, get three free of Stay Green 1 cubic foot garden soil. Plus, right now, members can earn four times the points on an eligible purchase. Start spring off strong with these deals and more. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 325 while supplies last. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. Point boosters subject to exclusions and more terms apply. One-time only offer.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the Q Morning Show, Q104. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. I think we're all ready for the weekend after the week that we have had. It was a frigid St. Patrick's Day, and then a meteor fell from the sky. I think we're just ready for a chill weekend.
But I would like for it to warm up. Chill, but I would like for it to be warmer temps.
Ask and you shall receive. Warmer today. Might see some rain out there somewhere this afternoon. Low 60s for today. Tomorrow's a little iffy. Like it gets cool tomorrow, 50s, but then warming up to 70 on Sunday. But then again, showers and thunderstorms to deal with on Sunday. But that is a weekend. I will take that weekend. I might turn on the fire pit tonight.
There you go.
And sit outside.
Fire pit Friday. Fire them up.
Let's kick it off on March 20th.
Why not?
Q Morning Show. It's Cleveland's Q104. Friday morning, the Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Did you end up filling out a bracket for March Madness?
No.
You're not participating in the company? You know, you're the one that's supposed to be on this fun and games committee with our company.
I mean, yes, but I just feel like, you know, this isn't my wheelhouse. Let somebody else win the bragging rights that are so coveted.
I'm checking the bracket this morning, and the thing is, I'm not much better. I didn't fill out a bracket either.
You didn't even fill your bracket out.
I let my oldest son fill it out, but it looks like we're doing pretty well. We're in, like, this big tie for fifth place.
Okay.
I have no idea what happened yesterday with the games. I was out last night. I was at a lacrosse game, and I got home around 8:45 or so, and my oldest son is on the couch, and he's got the television on, and he's got his phone there, and he's on this big conference call with his friends.
Oh, my God.
And they're just going nuts about these games. I was sitting on the couch, and I was watching a little bit of basketball with him last night. And I did get a little nostalgic because I was the same way when I was in high school.
Like, were you?
I followed college basketball more closely than I do now.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I remember getting all excited about, you know, having a bracket and watching all of these basketball games back to back. Except that, you know, now it's so much more fun where, you know, back when I was a kid, you had whatever game was on CBS. That was the game that you were watching.
Yeah, that's the only thing you had.
You can't flip around to the 5-6 channels that are airing games, which is what he was doing. And certainly I could not have a conference call with my friends at the same time.
Right.
There was no way to do that.
You hung out in person or nothing.
Yeah, you had the one phone that was on, and that phone was in the kitchen. It's not like I could have taken that in the living room with me. It was just cool to sit on the couch and watch him have so much fun with his friends last night. And I guess VCU got a big upset.
Oh.
A long toss by Stevenson. The catch, Taysar, and that's it. Upset madness.
So VCU upsets North Carolina. And
is Will going crazy over there?
Yeah.
He's like, what?
And he kept saying, like, he's talking to his friends, and he's like, it's our ball, it's our ball. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
Who's we?
He's like, TCU, it's TCU's ball. And I'm like, why do you keep saying R? Like, you have nothing to do with this. You don't play for this team. You're not even going to go to school there.
I had no idea he was such a big fan.
Right? March Madness. It turns everybody crazy. You've got the Q Morning Show this morning. Q104, if you want to see Bruno Mars in South Beach this summer, then you need to be listening to Q104 on our Odyssey app. That is your ticket down to Miami. For every hour that you listen to Q104 and our show on the Odyssey app, consider that an entry to win this amazing once-in-a-lifetime trip. Alyssa, I need you to bear with me for a second because I think I just came up with this segment like a minute ago. So
Oh, boy.
You know how dangerous that is.
That's a dangerous game you're playing.
I'm going to call this segment Things That I Know Are Going On in the World, But I Just Don't Care That Much.
Okay. Wait, I love it. All right. I actually do really like this. Can we make this a reoccurring segment?
Sure. Okay. Do you want me to start?
Yeah.
ABC cancels The Bachelorette with Taylor, Frankie, Paul.
Oh, yeah. Last night was a really weird night for me to start watching The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives for the very first time.
So you do care. You're getting into it.
I don't care where I stand right now. Ask me again after the weekend. I might have a different answer. It's only 40 episodes, like the whole series, so I can knock that out.
Here's another contestant for things that are going on in the world, but I just don't care. And this one is more personal to me.
Okay.
The Price is Right models allege harassment during the Bob Barker era. Ugh.
You don't care?
It's terrible, but this is going to ruin my childhood if I read into this.
I thought the same thing when I saw that.
Price is Right was my favorite show when I was a kid. It's like the first show that I can remember ever watching.
Yeah.
You'd be homesick from school.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it. I loved The Price is Right so much.
I did too.
I've always wanted to be a contestant on that show. It's still kind of on my bucket list. And I just don't know if I could go into this cesspool of what I'm sure is going to be horrible details about Bob Barker and all the models and everything that went on in Price is Right.
Yeah, that's going to upset me. Not to mention, like, one of Bill's favorite shows growing up was also The Cosby Show. So you might have to just sit this one out.
Things that are going on in the world that I just don't care that much about. Are Tom Holland and Zendaya really married? Like, every time they go out in public, someone is looking at their hand to see if they're wearing wedding rings.
Okay, to be fair, they keep dropping, like, little hints here and there, though. Somebody called Zendaya Mrs. Holland, I guess, on the Oscars red carpet, or a red carpet recently, and she was, like, giggling and hee-hee, and she wore the dress that she wore to the Oscars. First of all, I would like to point out, she re-wore that dress. She wore it back, like, in 2015, re-wore it, but it's a bridal collection from, I believe, Vera Wang. And she had a band on her left ring finger. All the hints are there. I'm not saying I care. I'm just saying. No, you care. I can tell. I'm not saying I care.
Clearly you care about this. The evidence is there. You care way much more than I do about this stuff. Good vibes at 6:55 coming up. The Q Morning Show. We have a good vibe this morning from Emily in Solon. Emily, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Share your good vibe with us. What's going on?
So I am currently in my hotel room looking over the beautiful skyline of Chicago, sipping my coffee, obviously listening to you guys on the Odyssey app.
I was going to ask Alyssa, are we on in Chicago now?
Yeah, I was like, wait, did we miss a chapter?
Did nobody tell us?
Oh, I have to travel with you guys always.
Oh, thank you.
But I am here with a bunch of my girlfriends. We are surprising one of our friends who lives here in Chicago for her birthday.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we haven't seen her in forever, so we figured this is the time we wanted to get together. The timing worked out for all of us, so we're doing a whole surprise birthday party for her.
Okay, so right now you and the girls are in the hotel. When is the actual party?
This weekend.
Okay, and she has no idea that you guys are in town?
She has absolutely no idea.
Oh, she's going to lose it. Somebody better be recording when she walks in the room and sees you guys.
Oh, I know. It's going to be crazy. Expect a viral video.
When was the last time that you've actually seen her in person?
Oh, man. Probably over a year ago.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. So it's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a milestone birthday for her?
I mean, I guess it is. 35. I think that's a milestone.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say there's nothing, you don't get anything for turning 35. Like, you, it's not like you get to drink alcohol like for the first time and you turn 21 and you're still not old enough at 35 to get a Buckeye card or any senior citizen discounts, but still exciting.
Right.
You know what I have noticed about Emily? She is a great friend and a loyal friend. Do you know how I know this?
How?
Because she traveled to Chicago for this surprise birthday party for a friend, but she's also listening to us right now on the Odyssey app. So she has taken us with her to Chicago. That's how loyal she is.
So she's a good friend to us.
Yes.
I love that.
Thank you, Emily. That really made our day. We appreciate you sharing that with us.
Of course. Have a great week and weekend.
You too. Have fun.
Thank you.
You're on Q104, the Q Morning Show. Good morning. It's Bill and Alyssa. Alyssa, you're not an Amazon Prime member, is that right?
I'm not, but I'm on my husband's account, so I still get the perks.
My family are no longer Amazon Prime members. We used to be, I think, up until, God, I want to say a year ago. We still order items from Amazon using Amazon, but
yeah, if you
we're just
order,
not Prime members.
I think it's like over $25 worth of stuff from Amazon. You still get like 2-day shipping.
Yeah, we order things that we need, and I don't know if they're hard to get, that we can't go get them in a store, and we don't care how long it takes for it to get there.
Sure.
One of the reasons why my wife Paula canceled Amazon Prime is because she didn't see the benefit of paying for this service when we weren't really getting same-day delivery anymore.
That's why I canceled mine, too.
She's like, we order something, it takes 2-3 days to get mm-hmm. there. Why pay for the membership if we're not going to get the items that fast? Well, now maybe Amazon has realized that because they have rolled out 1-hour and 3-hour delivery options across the country. This is brand new. It's only in a select number of cities. I believe here, I'm doing my research, I believe it's new to Cleveland this month.
Okay.
So this is like,
is it going to be like people on the road dropping and delivering packages?
What do you mean?
Like, is it still going to be delivery drivers?
I think
ask this because I saw a video this week of an Amazon drone just like spitting out a package. It was supposed to be, I assume, on somebody's front porch, but it ended up in the road, like in the street in front of their house.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's exactly where you want your package.
Do we have video for that?
Let me see if I can find it. I saw it on Reddit the other day. So if I can find it, I'll put it on our Instagram at the Q Morning Show.
Okay. It doesn't say that your package would be delivered with a drone.
Okay.
But it does say 1-hour and 3-hour delivery options now available. And then it says Prime members, you get discounted rates if you want to use the 1-hour and the 3-hour delivery option. So if you want the 1-hour, you still got to pay $9.99.
What? You still have to pay?
Yeah. That's what I don't get. It's like, well, why am I paying to be a Prime member why can't I just get the 1-hour service or the 3-hour service?
You know what? I'm going to ask a different question.
Hmm.
Why do you need something that fast? If you need something in 1 or 3 hours, you better get up and go to the store. I'm sorry. I hate to break it to you, but you got to be old school today. You got to just get in the car and go.
What if it's medicine? What if you need that, like within an hour? What if it's an EpiPen?
Do they have those on DoorDash?
What if you're what if you're allergic to bees and you need some sort of a shot, and so you have to order like an EpiPen?
All
like, right,
now. you're just like, going off the deep end
just
now.
I need it within the hour.
Hopefully, if you need an EpiPen, you already have one with you.
I don't know. I'm just trying to think of reasons why you might need something within an hour.
I don't know that that's what people are using this Amazon feature for.
The Q Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spring is here, and the shopping list is long. Time to make a Lowe's run. Buy three bags, get three free of Stay-Green 1 cubic foot garden soil. Plus, right now, members can earn 4 times the points on an eligible purchase. Start spring off strong with these deals and more. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 3/25 while supplies last. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. Point boosters subject to exclusions and more terms apply. One-time only offer.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Olivia Rodrigo, it's Q104. Olivia continues to tease a new album. She says that this new album is going to be, in her words, very varied. Expect anything.
One word is hard. I feel like the album is very varied. It's very varied. I really wanted to figure out a way to kind of write about joy in this album. I feel like my last two albums are very, rightfully so, kind of angsty and heartbroken.
No word yet on a drop date for Olivia Rodrigo, but as soon as we know, we will let you know. Cleveland's Q104, the Q Morning Show. 50 Cent, 7:30 banger. The Q Morning Show, it's Q104. Red Flag Friday, Ellie has been seeing a guy. 2 or 3 dates. And each time after the date, this guy will send her a text. Well, first he'll ask her before she leaves, hey, text me when you get home. Let me know you're safe.
Which I think is adorable. Love that.
But Ellie says when she gets home and she texts him, hey, I'm home, then he thinks that's an invitation to keep texting and keep texting and continue new conversations. And that is annoying her.
Yeah, Ellie. To be fair, Ellie is like, I'm trying to go to bed. I just saw you.
Diana's in Seven Hills. Diana, because Alyssa doesn't see the issue here. Do you? And you say you agree with Alyssa?
Yeah.
And why is that?
So maybe he is coming off too strong because it is just after the first date. But if it was like more into like them knowing each other, I'm personally the same way. I like to know that you got home and, you know, that's cute to me. Mm-hmm. But I also kind of agree with Ellie that, like, let me go to bed because we just saw each other. Like, we had so much talking to do.
Yeah. Okay.
So how does she politely get him to stop texting after she gets home?
I would say, you know, I'm just going to call it a night and I'll text you in the morning and we can go from there.
Yeah, one of my go-to, I always say, like, something to the beat of, like, oh, like, I had so much fun. Like, I'm about to pass out, but I'll talk to you tomorrow. Like, sweet dreams. Something like that. Like, just something to let him know, like, hey, I'm going to call it a night. I don't think that it has to be, like, overly aggressive by any means.
What if you say, okay, good night, and then what's that notification where your texts are silenced? And people can see that. Where it's
oh, do not disturb.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think that that's a great idea. Text him that and then just throw your phone on
right.
Do not disturb so that he knows like you're in the zone to be winding down.
Hopefully he'll get that message. Okay, well, I guess I'm the crazy one. No one seems to think it's a red flag.
I told you that you were the crazy one the other day. This is so not a red flag.
I'm the only one that thinks so, I guess, but that's all right.
You and Ellie, you guys are out on an island together.
The Q Morning Show. Q104, The Q Morning Show. Speaking of dates, I might have one tonight.
Oh, where are you and Paula going?
Well, we're texting back and forth right now. So what happened is both of our boys, they're going to the same event this evening.
Okay.
Which is at the high school. And so we're going to have some time to ourselves.
Oh, would you look at that?
And one of them might be even spending the night at a friend's house. So we might...
Can you get the other one to maybe...
Well, actually, it would be Drew.
Oh.
So Will's 14.
So he's like fine.
Almost 15. Like, yeah, we don't care. Like, he can stay home alone.
You guys could be out all night.
But we're texting back and forth what to do. And so I texted her. I said, have you decided what you want to do tonight? Because we've been throwing things out there. And she just texted back, third Friday. And that's okay. Have you ever done third Friday?
Remind me what third Friday is. I know what it is, but I cannot remember for the life of me.
It's at 78th Street Studios.
Yes. I went to that at the end of last year. Very fun.
They have like vendors
on
as soon as you go in and you can, you know, look at all the art and...
Bryce got some really good stuff, actually, when we went. He got like a sculpture and... It was like a piece of art that was made out of fabric by somebody's Nona who's like in her 90s. And we got to meet Nona. It was great.
That's very exciting.
So I do recommend Friday.
I might be going there to see Nona tonight.
Please do.
I like going there. I feel cultured when I go there. But at the same time, I was suggesting fish fry because we haven't been to a fish fry yet this month.
Why can't you do both?
Oh, my gosh. Do both.
Go get some food and then go walk around, see some art, do some shopping. That sounds like a great night to me. I don't know why you're laughing.
It's too much.
Oh, my God.
Too much. Come on. I'm going to still be in bed by 9 o'clock.
Just trying to keep you young.
Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Let's play. We need a contestant right now. 216-474-0104. Caller 14. We have tickets to the, if you're looking for something to do this weekend, it's kind of nice to take your spouse around or your SO.
Oh, yeah.
The Cleveland Home and Remodeling Expo.
I always like to go around and just like window shop and kind of like imagine my dream home.
So we have tickets for that. Just got to take on Alyssa in some trivia. 216-474-0104. Call right now. A few more chances to beat Alyssa before the week is over. Andrew in North Ridgeville is playing today. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning.
So we have Alyssa out of the room. I will ask you your five questions. Whoever answers the most correct between you and Alyssa is going to win this game. Question number one. What movie features a character named Simba?
The Lion King.
Question two. Who sculpted the statue David?
Michelangelo.
Question three, Hulu was going to reboot the Buffy series, but axed it at the last second. Buffy is a slayer of what?
Vampires.
Question four, who is married to Colin Jost?
What's her name? I can think of it. Scarlett Johansson.
Final question. What fruit used to be called a love apple?
Oh, God. Love apple? Let's go with a pear.
Andrew, you did so good today.
What? That's incredible.
Four questions right out of five.
Awesome. Thank you.
Strong performance. Will it be enough to beat Alyssa? Find out next. Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104. Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104. Alyssa, you are facing off against Andrew in North Ridgeville.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning.
How was it?
It was really good, and there's one real tough question in there.
A stellar performance. Four out of five.
Woo! Very nice.
Alyssa needs four to tie. If she gets all five, she wins. Question one. What movie features a character named Simba?
The Lion King.
Who sculpted the statue David?
Michelangelo?
Question three, Hulu was going to reboot the Buffy series, but axed it at the last second. Buffy is a slayer of what?
Vampires.
Question four, who is married to Colin Jost?
Scarlett Johansson, somehow.
Final question, this is the one that Andrew missed. If Alyssa gets it, she wins the game. If she misses it, it's still a tie. She does have the tie today. What fruit used to be called a love apple?
A love apple? A plum.
The answer is tomato.
What?
The tomato used to be referred to as a love apple.
Who's eating a tomato like an apple, just taking a bite out of it?
No idea. I just knew the question and the answer. I did not do the research into that. Maybe that's something that we could do coming up in a few minutes. Who knows? We've got lots planned this morning. Andrew, you did so great today, but unfortunately, Alyssa was just as great. You guys tie today.
Thank you. I tried my best. I'll get it next time.
Good game, Andrew. Good game.
Thank you so much, Alyssa. Have a great day. My name is Andrew, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now the Q Morning Show. I want to mention something that's happening right now, right at this moment. We have a Q Brew Crew coffee drop happening at Olmsted Falls High School. Megan is a teacher there, and she was our grand prize winner. I can't even remember what month, but today is the day that we're doing it. So from what I understand, what's supposed to happen is 7 Brew drive-through coffee, because when they found out that Megan was the grand prize winner, they're like, oh, we want to give coffee to everybody. All the teachers and faculty at Olmsted Falls High School.
That's how 7 Brew rolls.
So that's what they're doing this morning. And now usually Alyssa and I show up on our own. We show up in person.
We like to be there. We like to go on little field trips and see you guys. But
so when we asked Megan, we're like, hey, when would be the perfect time for 7 Brew to drop off coffee for everyone at Olmsted Falls High School?
Mm-hmm.
And she said 8:00 in the morning. And I said, well, we can't be there because we have the show. We're working at that time. And she said, yeah, that's okay.
We don't need you.
And I'm trying to call her right now. It keeps going to voicemail. So she gets $200 worth of 7 Brew drive-through coffee, and all of her coworkers are hopefully enjoying their coffee right now from 7 Brew. And
if you're one of those coworkers, make sure to thank Megan. She's the reason you got some coffee this morning. What a good start to the weekend.
So if you want us to come by and bring you coffee, or if you don't, like Megan, just sign up at Q104.com. You could be a Q Brew Crew. Brew Crew member. All right, what are we doing now? Free Plug Friday?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. Open up the phones right now. 216-474-0104 for whatever you want to plug. Small business, charity event, it can be anything. Next. The Q Morning Show, Free Plug Friday. Let's do it. 216-474-0104. We're starting in Brook Park this morning. Richard is on the line. Richard, good morning.
Morning, Bill.
What are you plugging this morning?
It's a Japanese gardens. He does bonsai plants. It's called Wildwood Gardens out in Chardon, Ohio, 14488 Rock Creek Road. Every Sunday, second Sunday of the month, he does a free hot dog lunch. You can bring plants out there, buy plants, work on them. He's been doing this since 1946. His name is Frank Mahalik.
Now, who is Frank to you?
I've been going out there for about 18 years now. I do a lot of work out there. His dad started a business in 1946, and I met his dad probably, 20 years ago. But the place, if you're interested in Japanese bonsai plants, he's a master artist in that field. It's just a good time. If you're in the nature, and his place is beautiful out there. He's got 30 acres of land out in Chardon, Ohio.
Wow.
Very cool. Sounds like a fun excursion, Richard.
It is. Like I said, every Sunday, every second Sunday, he does a free lunch. You can bring trees out there. He'll show you how to wire them up and everything else like that. He's got a good selection of starter plants for just people that are just beginning into the field.
Well, it's that time of year to start thinking about your garden, getting everything all set up for the outside.
Yes.
Thank you for letting us know about this, Richard. Take care of yourself, my friend.
You too, guys. Have a good day.
See, if I was there, I'd be working on my bonsai tree. Say, you've never seen The Karate Kid, so you're not going to get this reference.
Know.
I'd be like, bonsai! Bonsai! I would just be screaming that.
I'm going to give you a courtesy laugh.
That's fine. Larry in Twinsburg. Good morning, Lair.
Good morning, guys.
What are you plugging this morning?
I am doing a strength and wellness seminar tomorrow at Twinsburg Recreation Center from 10 to 11:30. And their phone number is 330-405-5757. And it's $7 for non-members.
Okay. What is your target demographic for this?
Really all ages. I know you got kids in sports, so we're going to talk about how to use rubber bands to strengthen their ankles.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
How to squat correctly. Most people do not know how to squat correctly. They don't use their glutes.
Mm-hmm. So you're right, I don't.
There, yeah, people squat knees over toes. That's wrong. I think I talked to you guys a while back. I was one of the first drug-free athletes to bench press three times their body weight, and I did that at age 48. I bench pressed 529 pounds.
Whoa. I don't think you've spoken to us before. I would have remembered that.
No, I'm old, but I'm not that old where I've lost my memory. But anyways, people don't know the difference between power and strength training, and it's huge for athletes. I'll teach seniors how not to fall, how to walk with rubber bands for balance.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm good friends with the guy who invented the rubber bands. I've competed around the world with the strongest athletes, and myself being one of them. And I just like to share what I know, and my goal is to help people. And I can guarantee you, whether you're a weekend warrior or an elite athlete, I can give you advice that you haven't heard before. Eccentric overload is something people don't understand. How women, when they can't do push-ups, mm-hmm. They can go down, but they can't get up. Well, you can get stronger going down than by coming back up eccentrically.
All right, Larry, Twinsburg. Where again in Twinsburg tomorrow?
It's at the Rec Center, which is way, way, way in the back. It's 10084 Ravenna Road.
Very good. Thank you, Larry. Go see Larry tomorrow. Free Plug Friday, every Friday on the Q Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spring is here, and the shopping list is long. Time to make a Lowe's run. Buy three bags, get three free of Stay-Green 1 cubic foot garden soil. Plus, right now, members can earn 4 times the points on an eligible purchase. Start spring off strong with these deals and more. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 3/25, while supplies last. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. Point boosters subject to exclusions and more terms apply. One-time only offer.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Have you or a family member been diagnosed with early-stage non-small cell lung cancer that can be removed by surgery? Consider talking to an oncologist about your treatment options. Why? Because knowing your options before you have surgery can help your care team develop a treatment plan that's right for you. Learn about a potential treatment plan before and after surgery at askbeforesurgery.com. That's askbeforesurgery.com. And talk to an oncologist before your surgery.
Thank you so much for being with us this morning. The Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. All right, Alyssa, what are you doing tonight?
I am going to the Agora. I have been waiting for this show for freaking months. I'm seeing Zara Larsson tonight. I'm so excited.
She's having a moment right now. She's having some hit songs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But I've been here. I would like to say for the record, I have been here since 2015 at least. So I've been with her for a long time. And I love that she is having such a big moment and blowing up right now.
It's a sold out show tonight at the Agora, is it not?
Oh, yeah. It's a very hot ticket.
Like tickets on the resale market are astronomical.
Oh, yeah. I could look for you right now. I'm sure that they're... I'm going to bet about $275. Let's see. Do you have any guesses?
What, for how
for
much
how
it costs to get
cost
in?
How much cost for the resale tickets tonight?
Well, you said $275.
That's so, my guess.
Okay. I'm going to say $400 to get in.
Okay.
No less than
$400. Oy. I mean, you're closer, but you did go over. $352.98.
Yeah, that's not reasonable
at
all.
That's insane.
I mean,
that's resale, by the way. That's the Wild West of ticket sales.
Would you pay $350 to go see Zara Larsson?
No.
You've been with her since 2015.
No.
And you won't even pay that.
I won't pay that. But that's more than a music festival for an entire weekend. My line goes somewhere, and it's probably around the $150 mark.
So what would you like to ask the people listening to this show right now about what you're doing tonight?
Okay, so I'm very curious because I'm a big outfit planner. I plan my outfits way in advance, especially for concerts or music festivals that I'm very excited for. My friends all know this. Like my one guy friend, he'll even joke with me when we're going to festivals, like, do you have your outfits planned yet? Because he knows I do this. So my question for the good people of Cleveland, are you the type of person that goes full out on theme? If there's a theme, you are not too cool to dress up. Or are you the type of person that shows up to a concert just like in whatever? Because I cannot wrap my head around doing that. Like, I can't imagine just showing up tonight in what I'm wearing right now to work.
Well, what you're wearing right now would not work. I mean, you're dressed down right now. You've got a hoodie on.
Yeah, I've got sweats on.
If you're going to go to a show, you've got to dress up a little nicer.
Yeah, but I mean, even like my little nicer version of clothing would be like, I don't know, some Levi's and maybe like a sweater. That's not the move tonight.
But you're saying there's a theme.
Like, yes.
What are you talking about when you say theme to a concert?
Well, so, you know, Taylor Swift, the Eras Tour was all like very glittery, very kind of like disco, fringe, rainbow.
Uh-huh.
Zara Larsson is very like Y2K, kind of like, she's very like Malibu Barbie coded. I don't know if that, like dolphins and like hibiscus flowers and like, it's like that whole vibe.
Okay.
So I have like, I'm wearing shorts. I know, aggressive for the weather that we've been having, but I'm wearing shorts. And then I have a Zara Larsson little like baby crop top that has like airbrush writing on it. And it's lyrics to her song, like lyrics in one of her songs. I also got like some face gems and I'm crimping my hair. Like I have glitter. I am ready.
All right. 216-474-0104. Are you like this? Are you like Alyssa? Will you go all out for a concert and dress appropriately as far as some theme?
Like, even my friend that I'm going with, I warned her. I was like, I am going to be fully on theme, just so you know, when we're grabbing a drink pre-show.
And your friend is not?
I think that she is. I'm bringing face gems for both of us to share.
I have this feeling inside that no one's going to have your back on this. Like, I think this is a you thing. I don't think this is a common thing for people to... And here's
That's a very bold statement coming from somebody who is not on TikTok.
Here's the other thing that I want to say or ask you. And I don't want you to take this the wrong way.
Okay, I'm ready. I'm ready.
And I don't want you to get offended by
this.
Oh
my God, I'm so curious.
All right. So you're going to dress up for Zara Larsson tonight.
Yeah.
Don't you think that you're too old for this?
Absolutely not.
Don't you think you're going to be the oldest person at the show?
Oh my God, no. No, not even close.
You showed me a video of...
You thought that I was going to be offended by that?
You showed me a video of some girl that Zara Larsson brought up on stage.
Yeah, she keeps bringing like little kiddos up on stage.
Yeah.
I mean,
and then you're going to be like the mom out in the crowd tonight.
You know what? When we go back into song, Bill, I'm going to show you Zara Larsson's latest music video and maybe play you some of her music.
I don't need to hear her music. I'm not going to dress up like a dolphin.
I am not going to be the oldest person in that room. And you know what? Even if I was, I don't even care.
216-474-0104.
Girlhood has no age.
The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. The Q Morning Show. All right, so Alyssa is going to see Zara Larsson tonight at the Agora, and she's dressing up like Flipper the Dolphin or Shamu or something.
Malibu Barbie.
I understand why Bryce, your husband, is not attending the show with you, because if you told me that you were going to wear that outfit to the show, I'd be like, maybe you should find a friend to go with you.
No, he has come with me to shows where I've dressed up crazier, first of all. Second of all, Zara Larsson was just here with Tate McRae back in August, and I did take him with me. The only reason I'm not taking him tonight is because I have another friend that I'm bringing with me who wants to go.
But I would say to you, honey, don't you think you're a little too old to be dressing up, like to go to a show in cosplay?
Bryce literally dresses up in cosplay to go to Comic-Con with me.
All right, well, Bryce is an outlier. Holly in Lorraine, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. What do you think about all this?
I am with Alyssa on this one.
Yes!
I went to the Eras Tour in Detroit. My husband got me tickets.
Uh-huh.
And I went all out. I was like a disco ball in there. I had a sequins shirt, sequins pants. I had gems in my hair, glitter on my face. And then my jewelry was all Taylor Swift coded.
Yes.
Reputation snake earrings, lover necklace.
The
and
best.
I hate to tell you this, but my husband participated too.
How
he
so?
Had a Taylor Swift shirt, and he let me put gems all in his beard. So he was bedazzled.
See, Bill, maybe you just need to be a little more fun and whimsical. I think that's it. If I brought in glitter, would you let me do a glitter beard on you one day?
No way. But for what reason?
Just because. Just because it's fun.
Not just
and
because.
And I think you need it, honestly, in your life.
Amanda in Parma.
Yes. Good morning.
Do you get all dressed up?
Yes, 100%. I am on her side. I was telling her, like, I want to go to Pitbull, dress as Pitbull.
Yes.
When he comes to Blossom.
Oh, wear the skin cap?
Yes.
The ball cap, yes.
Yeah, ball
and if
cap.
Hannah Montana went on tour, I would be dressed as Hannah Montana going to her concert, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Real thing. Maybe it's girlhood.
It's got to be.
I was trying to explain this to Bill the other day, that I think it is girlhood, and maybe that's why he doesn't understand it. But it is, like, even at the Eras Tour, and I've seen so many people of all ages that were dressed up having the best time.
Tia in Kent. Good morning.
Good morning.
And how are you this fine morning?
I'm fabulous. How are you, Bill?
Doing well.
Good. I'm on Alyssa's side, too. I'm 43, and I would dress up also. In fact, my husband, after I plan stuff, and he always kind of hesitates and doesn't want to, but after we're done participating in any fun event, he always thanks me for doing it. My kids
Aww.
Love it. You're never too old, and don't ever plan your life worried about if other people are going to do it. Level up, Bill.
That's what I'm saying.
You can have fun at a concert, but when you participate like that, it just creates more memories, and it's a blast.
That's going to be a new catchphrase. Level up, Bill.
See,
level up.
I wish I had an extra ticket for tonight because I would make you come with me so that you could experience this for yourself. I think that that's what needs to happen.
Pass.
Well, I'll post a picture of my outfit tonight. Not to fear.
Oh,
on our Instagram at the Q Morning Show.
Excellent. Look for that tonight.
So that you can make more fun of me Monday morning, Bill.
All right. Who wants to be smarter than Alyssa right now? Let's do that. Caller 14 216-474-0104. Take on Alyssa in a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. We have tickets to the Cleveland Home and Remodeling Expo this weekend. If you want to dress up like a carpenter,
you know what?
Put on some overalls.
No one is stopping you. And no one's even going to probably notice.
Caller 14 right now, the Q Morning Show. One more time, let's play Alyssa's College of Knowledge before the weekend. Our contestant this time around is Elfrida in Cleveland. Good morning, Elfrida.
Good morning.
Alyssa is not here, so I can safely ask you your five trivia questions. If you answer more of them correctly than Alyssa, you're going to win this game. Question number one. In The Wizard of Oz, what color was the brick road?
Yellow.
Question two. They were the first American to orbit the Earth, along with being the oldest person to travel in space. Who was that?
Armstrong.
Question three. What does the M stand for in an MRI?
Medical.
Question four. Who did Selena Gomez marry?
Good question. I know nothing about Selena. No idea.
Final question. What is a group of lions called?
Oh, wow. A group of lions. I have no idea.
Oh, Elfrida.
I know. I did terrible, terrible.
Yeah, I can't really dispute that. You only went 1 for 5.
I know, it's not even worth trying.
I think the game is going to be over really quick. Who knows? Yeah. Maybe Alyssa has never seen a classic movie from 1939. Let's find out next. It's Alyssa's College of Knowledge next on the Q Morning Show. Alyssa's College of Knowledge is on Q104. Alyssa has returned to the studio. Meet Elfrida in Cleveland.
Good morning, Elfrida.
Good morning.
This game might be over pretty fast. Elfrida only got 1 correct out of 5.
Oh, okay.
My brain is still asleep this morning.
You know, it happens. It's okay.
Yes.
All right, let's get this over with. Question number one. In The Wizard of Oz, what color was the brick road?
Yellow.
There we have the tie. But we need answers to these last four questions, so let's find out. Question two. They were the first American to orbit the Earth, along with being the oldest person to travel in space.
Oh, what's his name? It's a Star Trek guy.
Star Trek guy?
Isn't it? I don't know. Pass.
That would be Ohio's John Glenn.
Oh, I was so off anyways.
You and me both.
Were you going to say Star Trek? Were you going to say Captain Kirk?
Wasn't there a guy that went up into space recently that was on a space show? I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Let's move on to question three. What does the M stand for in an MRI?
Muscle?
Magnetic.
Got it.
Resonance imaging.
Good to know.
Question four. Who did Selena Gomez marry?
Benny Blanco.
Final question. What is a group of lions called?
A herd?
Not a bad guess. It's a pride.
Oh.
Well, it was closer than I thought, Elfrida. Alyssa with 2, Elfrida with 1.
Yeah, those were tough today, Elfrida. Do not beat yourself up about them.
Well, thank you.
Elfrida, have a great weekend. Thank you for listening to us.
You as well. My name is Elfrida. I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spring is here, and the shopping list is long. Time to make a Lowe's run. Buy 3 bags, get 3 free of Stay-Green 1 cubic foot garden soil. Plus, right now, members can earn 4 times the points on an eligible purchase. Start spring off strong with these deals and more. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 3/25 while supplies last. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. Point boosters subject to exclusions and more terms apply. One-time only offer.
True North Stores Beverage Clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Have you or a family member been diagnosed with early-stage non-small cell lung cancer that can be removed by surgery? Consider talking to an oncologist about your treatment options. Why? Because knowing your options before you have surgery can help your care team develop a treatment plan that's right for you. Learn about a potential treatment plan before and after surgery at askbeforesurgery.com. That's askbeforesurgery.com. And talk to an oncologist before your surgery.
Attention fans of Jury Duty. The groundbreaking comedy series is back for season 2. Featuring an all-new cast, this installment takes the comedy out of the courthouse and into the mountains above Malibu for an annual company retreat. The catch? Everyone but the new guy is an actor. Oh yeah, and the company is fake. Get to know all the employees of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce, a family business with everything on the line. Season 2 arrives with bigger laughs, higher stakes, and the same heart that made the first season a cultural phenomenon. And here's the fun part. You'll be able to try all 4 flavors of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce on Amazon. Jury Duty Presents Company Retreat is now streaming on Prime Video. Don't miss the feel-good comedy everyone's going to be talking about.